It is opening day here in St. Louis on 101 ESPN in the Fast Lane with Cardinal World Series champ Brad Thompson and Chris Ronji. I'm Randy Carricker, and we go now to the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line and another world champion, the Hall of Famer Ozzie Smith, kind enough to join us. And Ozzie, we appreciate you taking the time. We wish this were live in downtown St. Louis somewhere, but it is what it is, right?
It is. And, you know, we've all had to make some adjustments here. This is not normal for us, especially on opening day, you know, which is a very special day here in St. Louis. And it's unfortunate, but here we are. You know, so you got to try and make the most of it. And before we go any further, I think that it's important that we get across to our listeners the importance of abiding by the rules that have been set forth. And, you know, that's staying at home and limiting the number of people that you engage with at this particular time, because it's following those rules that hopefully is going to allow us to get out of this a little bit quicker. And the more we adhere to them, the quicker we can get out of the situation.
It's a great point, something that we got to continue to say over and over again, because you're right, we want to get past this as soon as possible. Ozzie, to your point, though, off the bat, on a day like this, on opening day, like, I thought I had kind of come to grips with where we're at, okay? Where we're at as a society, as a world, we all know what we're dealing with the coronavirus. But as I was driving today on the freeway, I drive right past, Busch Stadium is there on my right, and I'm so used to the buzz, the excitement, the vibe. Ozzie, to me, there is nothing like it. And opening day is great in other cities, but you played all over the place. You had opening days everywhere. Was St. Louis that much different to you?
It was. You know, I think that's what makes this place so unique, is that we have the excitement of opening day. With we have something built into Clydesdales. You know, that brings a certain element to it, and then the fact that it's told you can't find any red here in the city to buy, that people all are such a part of, and we all look forward to opening day and the beginning of the baseball season and stuff. And when you can't have that, and I'm not going to say that I don't think people they don't appreciate it, because I think that this was a day that's never taken for granted, and it's something that we all look forward to. And the excitement of the season getting under the way and seeing what we have as a team and stuff. It was all part of it. And not to have that it's a little depressing to say the least, but you know what? We are where we are, and we just got to make the most of it.
And you, a few years ago, you were leading a campaign to make it a national holiday, to make opening day a national holiday. Do you think we'll ever get there?
Yes, I think we will. I think there's enough interest here in this town that that people would like to see this as a national. It's almost like a national holiday anyway. Nobody goes to work, so you might
not even
as well
today.
Go ahead and, not even today.
You know, right.
But you might as well go ahead and make it a national holiday here in this town, if not for the rest of the nation.
And Ozzie, it is amazing how whatever the season is and whatever the tragedy is, baseball has a way of bringing us back, whether it was something that was self-inflicted like that 1981 strike or the strike in 94, or whether it was coming back from 9/11. Baseball has a way of, when it returns, making people feel better about the situation.
Well, it does. I mean, it's one of those, it's a game that, and I think part of that, Randy, is the fact that, you know, when you grow up being able to go out back and play catch with your dad, and it's just something that we did. So it's a part of the fabric of America, and when you can't do that, man, there's just something about it. If you're a baseball fan or if you're American, baseball and apple pie has always been a part of our life and stuff. And when you don't have it, you know, it hurts.
Ozzie, I'm going to go back to some opening day stuff in a minute, but you just got me thinking down a different path right now, talking about playing catch with your dad or, you know, whoever was there. Kids right now, they're out of school. They're stuck indoors a lot, but there's still plenty of opportunity to get a little bit better. I remember you would tell us stories about throwing the ball up on the roof and trying to figure out where it's coming down. Kids can still get creative right now, can't they?
Well, this is a creative time, and for all those things, one of the things that I know that I don't know where you guys, but my house is going to be clean as heck when I get my things over with, you know, washing, getting back to washing windows and getting the baseboards and all of that stuff, you know. So you got to be creative with it. I'm getting better at spelling, you know. We're playing Scrabble and stuff at home and stuff. So it's all of those little things that actually bring you back. And as bad as it is, I think if you look at it from the standpoint that an adjustment needed to be made to what was going on in the world. And it's sad that it comes to this, but it brings you back to reality and the little things that are important in life and the people that are important to you, you know, the family. And I think we possibly got away from the family element a little bit, but for the young people out there who doesn't think at this point that this thing is serious, it's not so much about you as it is about your loved ones, your grandfather, your grandmother, all those people who are most vulnerable. You know, you're going out and having a good time. I'm thinking about down in Florida where, you know, I saw a couple clips where the guy says, well, I'm not going to let this destroy my spring break. Right. Well, it's not so much about, I mean, it's really kind of selfish because it's not necessarily about you as much as it is about your grandparents, the people that are most vulnerable. You may be asymptomatic, but you take that back and around those people, and those people become very vulnerable. So we have to be very, very careful with how you look at this situation. And this is a very dangerous situation right now, and you don't want to put your family, and especially your grandparents or your grandmother, in harm's way by going out there and getting exposed and not knowing that you're exposed. It's dangerous.
Yeah, and like BT said a moment ago, that's something that we can't reiterate enough. And I think some people still need to hear the message. I do believe that in this area, at least from, you know, anecdotally, from what I've seen, it seems like people are doing a pretty good job of doing what they're supposed to. But you never know, and there are some people who are still holding out.
Yeah, you still, and those are the people that we're talking to, those young people who are still holding out, who are healthy and don't have any signs at this particular time, and they don't stop and think about the other people. It's the other people more than it is yourself that you should be concerned about.
So this is a long lead into the question, but like millions of other kids, I grew up idolizing you, playing Little League baseball and wanting to wear the number one, and so I had always seen you as perfect. And you had mentioned a moment ago that you were cleaning your house and your house is going to be perfect because you have all of these things that you want to do. So could you please tell me that there's at least something that you said when this all started that you were going to nail down and get, like, I'm going to do this because I have all this time in the house now. There's got to be something you said you were going to do that you haven't.
Well, you know, probably... The floors and stuff I had, you know, I pretty much kept them clean and stuff. But now I think I'm going to be able to wax the kitchen floor. You know, I haven't waxed in a long time.
See?
So I might get a chance after I do all my mopping and stuff to put a little wax down. And that's the one thing that I vowed that I'm going to do. And, you know, my windows I had the windows cleaned earlier in the year, and they've gotten filthy. So, you know, I'm gonna have a chance to go and get those windows clean. And like I said, you know, we get to, with my nieces and stuff, we get to play a lot of Scrabble and stuff now. I've always liked puzzles and stuff. So we get to play a lot of Scrabble now and a lot of family time.
Well, Ozzy's perfect.
Yeah, never mind.
I haven't waxed the floor.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I don't even know where to get wax.
Ozzy Smith, the great Hall of Famer with us on 101 ESPN. Hey, tell the story about how the opening day backflip started.
San Diego, back in the day, in 1978, when my first year, after we finished working out, we had to run a couple miles, and I've never been one for running distances and stuff. So being a younger guy, I was at the back of the pack. Older guys like Gene Tennis, Raleigh Fingers, Gaylord Perry, and Dave Winfield gave me a hard time about being the young guy at the back of the pack. So to show them that I wasn't as tired as I appeared to be, I did my roundout backflip, which I had learned to do. I lived across the street from a wood factory, so I used to go over and tumble in the sawdust all the time. So it was something that I did as a young kid and stuff. So I knew that was one of the, I had a lot of confidence in my ability to do it. So I did it, and Gene Tennis and the PR guy, Gene Tennis had girls that were into gymnastics, and he wanted me to show them at some point in time during the season that I could do that, but we were never able to do it. So the final day of the season, which was Fan Appreciation Day, they thought it would be a good idea for me to do it going to my position. I did it. People liked it so much, they asked me to do it again opening day, which I did, and it became a trademark.
Ozzy, another big trademark that St. Louis has right now, and you've been a part of these for years, is the tradition of the Hall of Famers, Cardinal Hall of Famers out there on opening day. And you can ask any player around an opening day, hey, who do you love to be around? Who do you love to meet? And you will get a lot of Ozzy answers, and I know that you love it too. But yeah. I want to know, on the flip side, who was that for you? Like when you were a player, did you have somebody that was around the ballpark or somebody that you just held in highest regard, and when you were around them, even you were kind of like in awe a little bit?
Well, it's all the Cardinal Hall of Famers. You know, when you have a chance to spend time with Stan and Red and Bob and Lou and be a part of that fraternity, I mean, it's just it's very special in and of itself. And to be considered one of those guys is the greatest compliment that you can be paid here. And it was one of the reasons that I came to St. Louis, knowing that I was coming to a town that was rich in tradition and had great players like Lou and Stan and Bob and Red. And, you know, it's just one of those things that I've always admired those guys growing up and all of the people that I had a chance to watch when I was growing up, from Colfax to, you know, going back to the Hall of Fame now, you know, being able to spend time with those people that I admired when I was growing up and be able to have conversations with them is very, very special for me. So it's all of the guys that have come before me that have afforded me and the other guys the opportunity to go and play a wonderful game like baseball and truly get paid for it. I mean, that's crazy. You know, you can't take, you know, I've never taken those things for granted and stuff. So being around all of the Hall of Famers have always been very, very special to me, and I've never taken that for granted.
What was your opening day like, the very first one, when you've got the red jacket on and you're getting the escort and the convertible out to the field before it starts?
Well, it was you know, you always get butterflies and stuff, and I think it makes you realize at how fortunate and how lucky we were to be a part of something that created memories for people that last a lifetime. And I bet you could go around now and ask Cardinal fans, you know, what is their greatest Cardinal memory and stuff. And people can tell you what their greatest memory was, where what the best day was, what the best year was for the team. And a lot of times when I talk to people about that, it's not necessarily about the years that we won. It was it's all about the excitement that was created for them with their grandparent or with their grandfather. You know, a lot of people now tell me that, you know, they can remember those great moments that they spent at the ballpark with their grandmother, grandfather, and mother and father and stuff. And that's very, very special to be able to be a part of that and being able to create some memories that they're able to hold on to for a lifetime.
Hey, Ozzy, before you let you go, a couple of my really strong opening day memories here in St. Louis. Number one, after your contentious negotiation in 87, you signed your contract right before the home opener, and then you hit a home run. That was cool. And then when you were on the call, when Willie came back 10 years later.
Yeah. You know, I just listened to that a little bit ago, and, you know, it's those type of memories that are created that, on opening days like today, you know, that you look back on and you have a chance to reminisce, and it gives you those butterflies all over again. And I didn't know that I wasn't supposed to get that excited as a broadcaster.
<You were. laughs>
but I did, you know, because here again, it was a a memory. My friend was creating a memory that here we are talking about it today.
Absolutely. Oz, it's always great to talk to you. We wish we were doing it under better circumstances. Hopefully later in the summer we will have a real opening day. And you take care of yourself and be safe.
All right. You guys too.